pants is the
chicken fucker.
Chicken fucker I am. What's up, buddy?
Your face.
Hey, federal law mandates that I tell you you're being recorded.
Is that right?
It certainly does.
Okay, well, what else does it say?
That's it. It's just I gotta tell you. As long as we're both aware, everything's fucking straight, bro.
Alright, well, you're a sex offender, and we're being recorded. Okay.
I am not that first thing, goddammit.
Oh,
the second thing is true, though. The second thing is
part of the deal.
Oh, man. Tell
everybody that you're a sex offender and that they're being recorded.
So, what you doing, bud?
Just got back to the house. Fucking watching an episode of Family Guy. Chilling.
How was your birthday, man?
Not bad.
Not bad? Just not bad.
No, it was good. It was good.
Did anything, like, good fucked up happen?
No, thankfully not.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Man, oh, shit. Oh, I'm about to get hit by a football.
It was pretty okay, though.
I'm out at the lakefront, because it actually feels nice out here. Like, it's, you know, fucking not... Well, yeah, T-shirt and jeans day, man. It's fucking beautiful out in this bitch.
Yeah, I'm in shouts. It's like 76 over here.
Oh, shit. Y'all are hot. Fuck that business. Gross. That's where swamp ass comes from.
You know it.
So anyway, Chris, I didn't just call you so you could hear the awesome music blaring out of the 50-year-old Spanish dude's truck next to me.
Okay. Honestly, I hear nothing, but okay.
Oh, shit. That's good, because I can hear it. It's shaking me. He's listening to, like, some serious, like Mexican gangster rap. It's actually pretty cool.
Nice.
So, yeah, so, I mean, like, the big reason I called you, other than to be like, you know, happy birthday again, because, like, I haven't told you that already, is because, you know what, dude, I did something kind of cool, right? I set up a Patreon account for our stupid little show for dummies that we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Told you I was gonna, and I totally did. And, now we're going to use this opportunity to not only skip a week of the podcast because you were home and it was your birthday and you're also just not very good at doing anything that you're supposed to do as far as the show is concerned. But
No, it has nothing to do with just the show. That's pretty much everything.
That's just life.
I don't take papers.
So we are going to... hey, man. We're going to beg for money because... the last episode, I mean, you sound like shit every episode. That's just because Chris records his voice onto a tablet. Like, we talk to each other over the phone. I record through my somewhat actual recording rig. It's a recording rig from the fucking 70s, but it's a recording rig. And Chris just speaks out loud and his tablet records it. That's why when his heater is on or his AC is on, you can hear it real well. Also, the laptop that I use, is a 10-year-old MacBook that is running Windows and is on its last leg.
Jason plays by nobody's rules.
No, Jason doesn't even play by his own rules, which is fucked up. You'd think I'd follow him. So, and I mean, as you heard in the last episode, I had some microphone trouble for about 2 minutes there at the beginning where my mic kept cutting out. That's because my microphones are also hella old and, you know, we're only used to punk rock concerts before this. So they're probably full of beer, spit, and urine.
I was going to say, yeah, they may have even been pooped on at one point or another. Mm.
They've definitely been inside a butt.
Or pooped near, at least.
Oh, they've been in plenty of bathrooms. You don't leave that shit laying around. People fucking walk off with it. But.
That's true.
So this is our chance to say, like, I don't know if you guys dig what we do at all, fucking hit us up on the Patreon, man, fucking a buck, fucking $1,000. I don't, well, you know, now I'm just wishful thinking cause I don't want to work anymore. And, I told Chris how much, actual factual time I fucking put into this show every week. And it is,
sorry about that.
it is more than a it's more than a part-time job for me. I put about 20 hours into this show a week, and that doesn't act that actually doesn't even include the hour and a half that we record.
Yeah, I
So
put about
add that in.
2 hours.
Yeah, see, if I didn't have to do all of the mixing and editing and song finding and writing and all this other good stuff, yeah, it'd be like a good 2 hours for me too. But you know, that's life. You know, I want to do something cool that people enjoy listening to, and hopefully that's exactly what the fuck we're doing.
Definitely.
Because
I hope so.
people are certainly listening. I mean, that's a plus for sure. I told Chris the other day, we got our first listen from an Asian country finally, the Philippines.
Hell yeah, and I
So
want to visit.
that's right. No more making fun of Asians, Chris. Keep telling you that.
Well, you know I can't follow that. I cannot abide by that rule. But,
No,
I
I
mean,
don't
I
like
can
it either.
also throw in there how much I love them
Oh yeah,
far right
absolutely.
away.
They're good
So,
people. They're good
yeah.
people. So, All right, so right now, as broke and shoestring as we are, the little, you know, rewards for the different tiers aren't going to be super duper awesome yet. But I tell you what, we will fucking make it up to you guys with content and just goddamn raw power of love. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
for sure. For sure.
Power
You know,
of fucking love.
actually, I didn't think about it before, but it kind of comes down to like one of those you got to spend money to make money sort of situations. Whereas
Exactly.
we totally are in this scenario. Like, we totally are. It's
Yeah.
not really like a straight up cash sort of scenario yet that we have to spend. But in this case, if you want prizes, we kind of have to buy them
Yeah.
to be able to give them to you.
Exactly. We would love to have t-shirts with slogans on them. Mine would certainly be "Fuck me with something that fucks people."
Oh, dude, we are like we. I would love to do an entire line of, decorative, if not even fashionable, serial killer t-shirts.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. And we'll
Yeah.
just and under them we'll put quotes from the Bible that make no sense contextually, but people will think that it's fucking meant to be something.
From our Bible and, all the others. You know, we gotta mix it up a little bit. Keep it live.
That is a Bible fact.
Well, I say our Bible, like we have a Bible. I don't have a fucking Bible. I'm just saying
I'm in the process of writing one, yeah. And, you know, it takes time to write a fucking Bible though. You gotta wait for the angel to fucking show up, and then you gotta blow him, and it's a whole thing. His name is Jim, he drives a truck.
prophecies aren't cheap. They're not
Nope.
cheap. They're not clean.
No,
You
not
know,
at all.
they come when they come, and you better at least be aware and protect your eye aware if you're, just to make it easy on yourself.
The people at the goggle store, just they know my name. I walk in, they're like, "Three more?" I'm like, "Yeah, right in the Bible."
Three more.
So these are the tiers and prizes for said tier so far.
Ah, yeah, you haven't even told me about that
I
yet.
haven't, because they're ridiculous.
Okay, awesome.
All right, so you give us $1 a month, which, fuck man, that'll help. That's more than I'm making off this show right this second for sure.
It really will help.
You give us $1 a month, and then I will
Boom, we'll dictate.
we'll read your name. We'll read your name out on the show. You'll feel important. You'll be like, "Hey, they know my name." And we'll be like, "Yeah, for a second we did when we read it off the paper. Thank you." That'll be
Yeah, 'cause
great.
if you do that, if you donate and then you go on and pop onto the Facebook page or our email or something and give us a little fun ridiculous fact about yourself and
Yeah,
try to
and we'll
confirm
read
something
it.
in there
Yeah, absolutely. We'll say, "This is
this guy's
Tim.
cool.
He's from Canada, and he likes to chase ducks with a rubber spoon."
Yep, this is Brittany from Australia and she only picks her nose in the shower.
Which is really that smart, because then you just it, you're constantly just washing your hands the whole time you're
It's
in the shower.
convenient,
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
then
it makes
everything
sense.
in there just gets all gooey and gross anyway, and it's hard to get out.
Well, no, you don't just lick them anywhere. You're not outside.
No, I mean like in your nose, man. In your
Oh,
nose, they're like just because of the humidity and shit, you know?
that's different.
Believe me, I've tried to work through this. Anyway, so yeah, you know, we'll say your name and we'll thank you profusely, profoundly
Indeed.
profusely. Okay,
Indeed.
So tier number dos, number two is the $10 a month tier. So you give us $10 a month. Chris will go to your house and he will hand job the fuck out of you. No, that's not it. We wit you know that's at the $1,000. Anyway.
I got some special gloves.
No, no gloves, Chris. $1,000 a month, no gloves.
Okay, well, I'm spitting on it then, at
Yeah.
least.
Well, how else are you anyway. So at $10 a month, we'll read your name. We'll read it more excitedly than we read the $1
I'm gonna
names.
read it so hard.
And you guys get early access to the podcast when early access is available. I plan to hopefully get us caught up a little bit here,
You can say sure thing.
to where we can at least give you guys an episode, at least of 3 4 days before all the other, plebeians get to listen to it.
Yeah, we used to be ahead of the game, and
Man, we
then
started out, we were like 4 weeks ahead. But then we did that whole stupid fucking, oh, when it's a two-parter, we're gonna fucking release him on Wednesday and Friday. 'Cause we're so fucking
yeah.
smart. We're so smart.
And then we did this whole Jason changing of the guards sort of
Oh, it
scenario.
was a bitch.
It was a process.
Man, that 2 week period sucked ass, but it was great. It was so good.
Holidays and shit,
Oh
man.
man, it's sucking ass again. It's weird.
No, we're gonna get back on track though, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, hey, have we let you guys down 100% yet? No, not once.
Not 100.
Like maybe 15. Like you've waited a couple days. And you know what? I think Monday is a better day for us to fucking release an episode anyway, because that gives us fucking Friday to work on it. It gives me all weekend to put it out. Bam, done. Because weeks
True.
are dicks, man. Oh,
Yeah.
so you guys get your names read and you get early fucking episodes, right? All right. So for the third tier, which is the $100 tier, you get the first two, right? You get your name. You get early access to episodes. The
Yes,
third
fine.
very special
Yes,
thing that
good.
the very special third thing that only you get
I'll send
is
you some used digital pasties.
okay, you gotta stop that because people are gonna actually fucking expect that shit and we can't afford them. So, the third thing that you get is whenever Chris and I have sex with our significance, we will think about you and afterwards we will email you and tell you how you were in bed.
That's right.
And the
I'll do it
chances are you will be told you were almost too big to handle.
too.
So, those are the three tiers we have so far. I know the third one's a little weird, and that's only gonna apply to maybe 2% of you.
A select few who we may also have to eventually meet in person so that they know,
That's right.
that we appreciate them
And then
for
we can
sure.
see if they were actually too big to take.
True.
Oh,
Couple
Chris.
drinks, a nice bacon shrimp.
This crazy fucking world we live in, Chris, I swear.
Crazy world we live in. It's only getting
Crazy
smaller.
world we live in.
The more people the smaller it gets too.
Isn't that weird how that works, you know? Because the world's technically still the same size.
Yeah, it is. It's weird how everything works in actuality, that's what quantum physics is all about.
So, Chris, I want to run an episode idea past you right quick, right?
Yeah, because I got nothing.
Okay,
Just
well.
my, yeah.
Okay, this happened in like 08, I believe. There was a Canadian Greyhound bus that this guy got on. He was fine. He was sitting the row before the toilet in the back, which I know that row well. See, you want to have the very back row that is next to the toilet because then you can lay down across the three seats and go to sleep. But then you're smelling shit the whole time. So it's like a
It's give and take.
whole thing, man. But when you're on a
Pros and
bus
cons.
for fucking days at a time, who gives a shit if you smell shit? You smell like shit anyway.
Dude, you'd rather rather sit back there with the bathroom because at least you could, maybe get some air freshener when you stop at one of the convenience stores or something, the little stops along the way. Grab like
Exactly.
an air freshener and sit with it. But
Bus
if you get
driver
stuck in the
constantly
middle,
stopping the bus, yelling at people for smoking in the bathroom.
dude, if you get stuck in the middle with somebody who just wants to rip ass and bomb the entire fucking center of the bus, you're stuck. There's nothing you can do.
Well, the thing about it is that anybody that's not ripping ass the entire time already smells like ass anyway.
God, it's the worst.
The only fucking people the entire I was a cumulative on Greyhound buses for 7 days. Three and then four. The only people that were A, nice the whole time, B, didn't smell like fucking garbage, and C, I don't know, didn't try to touch me inappropriately while I was asleep.
Were the ones fresh out of prison, right?
Nope. Amish kids. Amish kids on the on they have that, I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's like a little walkabout, man. They leave Amish country
Right,
for a
right.
year. They check out the real world. I smoked weed with some of them.
Right.
But no, just the sweetest, super nicest kids ever, man. Didn't talk to
Know.
me about being Amish, nothing. They were just happy to be on a bus.
Yeah, they don't know to hate.
So yeah. So anyway, so then a dude fucking falls asleep. He's got headphones on. Then a this 30, 40 something year old Chinese Canadian dude gets on the bus and sits next to him, and dude's still sleeping. Chinese dude pulls a machete out of his fucking backpack, starts stabbing dude in the neck and chest. Well, bus stops, everybody runs off, right? Bus driver locks the doors. Chinese dude fucking cuts dude's head off and starts showing it to the fucking other passengers outside.
Oh my God.
They're freaking out. They're huddled for fucking warmth and out of fear, and they got a passenger, the bus driver, and a truck driver that stopped trying to bar the door so the dude doesn't get out. They called the cops and shit, but it's taken them a while to get there. And so while they're waiting, and in between dude trying to get out and just pacing up and down the bus aisle, he's cutting little bits off the dude and eating them.
What?
Yeah. So the cops get there, fucking, the group of other passengers are there huddled together. People are fucking throwing up and crying. And they take them somewhere to be questioned or whatever. And the Chinese dude's starting to flip out. He's like, I gotta stay on this bus forever now.
Holy shit.
And they try to talk him out, down or whatever, out. It ain't happening. So dude wants to escape, so he breaks a window to get out. Cops taser him twice, take him into custody. In his pockets, they find the dude's ears and nose.
Holy shit.
Oh fuck. And he's not in jail, like but he's in a fucking mental hospital for the rest of his fucking life. But
Well, yeah.
what do you think? You think I can drag that on for a whole episode? Like I can go into dude's backstory and like what he was sick with and talk more about the victim and the ride in general. But that's what happens, and it's fucking crazy.
Holy shit balls, that is intense.
So yeah, it's
That
hey. Hey, it's not a
that's a
serial
good one.
killer.
No.
You know?
Just a one and done. Wham bam, thank you, man.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, so you gotta have an idea for an episode. Give us one. Come on, man. This is a special Patreon fucking jack-off sesh. What do you got? You gotta have something in mind.
I mean, I had a few ideas, I was thinking I was
What about the
thinking that
whole
it's
the
about time to do the UFO episode for sure.
Yes. Fuck yes.
And then I was thinking, there's been a couple of stories that popped up in my incessant searching for cool shit in the world. The one about the dude who died, and inside his mansion, when they were cleaning it out to fucking do his will or whatever, they find this giant menagerie of cryptids and little fucking things, like little skeletons of creatures that
The
obviously
fuck?
don't exist. Yeah, dude. Like it, but in like 100% scientific, like pin them to a board and keep them in a glass case sort of thing. But this was anything from like fairies to like little mermaid skeletons, and it was crazy. But they all look genuine.
Chi-Chi, I
Right.
swear to fucking God, you don't do that for your next episode. You're off the fucking podcast. I will kick you off the team if you don't do that for the next fucking episode. That is serious.
I've been looking at it for a few weeks, and it's really cool, actually. It's really
Yeah,
cool.
no, I expect that to be fucking next Monday's episode. Like,
All right.
I'm being dead goddamn serious. And
All
people,
right,
you
yeah,
hear
man,
me
that's cool.
too. You hear me too. All I know is that Chris lives somewhere in Florida. I can't give you his exact address, but if he doesn't do that for the next episode, we're gonna just say that we know where he lives abouts, and that if we ever see him, he's got something coming to him.
Gonna show up, and we're gonna. Well, I'm gonna keep it clean and just say
Oh
rough
yeah,
him up
because
a little
we've
bit.
kept it super clean so far. Fucking crackhead.
Now's the time. We're just gonna rough him up a little bit
Yeah. Yeah, with
in
our
the
dicks. I mean,
butt.
what?
We'll just play by ear. Let's do
Let's do that.
that. Excuse me.
Let's do that. Well, all right, Chris. I think we've probably babbled on long enough for a simple Patreon announcement. So I think all we can really say more than that is well, other than, just look us up on Patreon because that's where you would find it. Or, most podcasts and apps just have a little fucking button you can hit and you can fucking sign up from there. You don't have to look nothing up. Just fucking look at the goddamn thing that you're listening to right now. There should be a button that says, "Here's some money."
Yeah.
Other than
Yeah,
that, I mean,
I think we covered everything though as well.
someone, anyone out there in the world, it can be an emoji. It can be one letter or numeral long. I want an email. Someone,
Please.
somewhere other than fucking goddamn Google, please. Just, I don't give a shit what it says. I just want to
Say
know
what's up.
that this isn't some kind of government conspiracy to catch Chris and I off guard. Send
Yeah,
us an email at
because that's gonna upset me.
C no, hear no, speak no pod at gmail.com. Just in case that email address is like confusing. Maybe people think like, maybe it's the letter C or like, no, it's you spell it
No,
out. It's
you spell.
SEENOHEARNO SPEAKNOPOD
POD.
at symbol gmail.com.
COM.
You guys are dicks, man.
But just to let you know in advance, we do love you and we do appreciate,
Oh, yeah.
you
Chris was
know.
just saying the other day how much you love dicks. So,
Well,
this is,
well,
it's pertinent information, Chris. I'm
little
giving the people what
sriracha.
they deserve.
Little sriracha make anything taste good.
But yeah, we do really appreciate the listens and the support that we get from the people that
Definitely.
support us. And fucking, you guys are awesome. And that's why we try to, like I said in a couple episodes ago, is we may not be the most factually correct podcast at times, but we try to make you laugh. We try to make you smile. We try to make a shitty day a little less shitty, even
Yeah, I
if
mean,
we're talking about multiple horrible rapes and murders.
there's a lot of things we're not. Let's just be honest with that. There's a lot of things that we're not, that maybe some of them, some of the other podcasts are. But let's just be clear on the fact that they're probably assholes. We're actually cool
Right.
guys.
And we're approachable. You can come up to me and
Yeah,
say hello whenever you feel. I
for sure.
will look at you questioningly for a second because people don't talk to me. That's just
Generally, me
not
neither. Yeah.
something that happens. People don't just walk up and say, "Hey, how are you today?"
Yeah,
And
we don't
other
look approachable, but
well,
we totally are.
unless that's followed by, "I just got out of jail and I need a bus to go pay for my sister's operation. Do you have any change?"
Yeah. I ran out of gas. I'm trying to get to Chicago.
Oh,
Shit.
Jesus. Well, good luck, buddy, because I'm out of gas too.
You're ways away.
Oh, fuck, we're so
What is this?
poor.
Never understood that spare money. What is this spare money thing?
Yeah, no, I don't have any spare
Is
money.
that
Oh, God.
a
The other
thing?
day, dude fucking saw me coming out of the gas station. Like, I paid for my cigarettes, like, $1.50 of it in pennies. I come out, he sees me do this. I come out, "Hey, you got any spare change?" "You just saw me pay for cigarettes in pennies, motherfucker." "No." Oh, but instead I said, "No, man, I'm sorry." And then he looked at me like I was a liar.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't use cash, because I can always tell them I only use plastic, man. I'm not giving you that. I don't know what you
Oh,
want.
man.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, but then they put a gun in. They're like, "What's your PIN number? Hand me the card."
They could, yeah, they
That's why
might.
it's always good to have at least a dollar and quarters on you, just in case.
That helps. Yeah, that makes sense.
You never know when you're going to have to use four payphones in a day.
No, yeah, I bet Batman even has like a coin slot in his utility belt.
No, it's not a
It
coin
makes sense.
slot, it's a coin purse. There's a difference.
Oh, well,
A
I'm sure
coin
he doesn't
slot
like it to be called a purse, though.
is in a piggy bank. A coin purse. Is something that you carry on your person. That's why it's called the coin purse. It's because you
Well,
carry it on your person. It's not like a purse, Chris. Come on.
no, but it's spelled the same way.
So, who the fuck cares?
Well, semantics
Well,
cares. I mean,
what about
the
what if you called
girl.
it like a coin sack?
I prefer the word satchel, but yeah, I mean, but
Satchel?
I think
Satchel
both of
sounds
those.
dirty.
Yeah, it does. It's
For
fun to
some
say.
reason, satchel sounds more dirty than sack to me.
It's just fun to say.
Oh, God damn it, Chris. Okay, I'm gonna hang up, and you're gonna I don't know what you're gonna do because I'm not you. I've never been, and I never will be you. So I don't know why
That's
I even
enough.
started the sentence that I just started. But now I
The
feel like a
universe has made
fool.
it so.
Now I feel like a fool. All right, sweet pants. I will call you later, though.
Thanks, man. See you kids later.
Oh
And
yeah, that's right.
Kevin
We're
is
talking
back.
to people. I had forgotten for a second.
Yeah,
We'll see you guys next Monday with an all new fucking crazy ass episode, either of mine or Chris's. I don't.
no. We already said it. It's in stone. It's going to be mine, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be cryptids, and it's going to be dead.
All
But
right, man.
they,
This will be our first cryptids episode. Fuck yeah,
yeah,
man.
it'll be fun.
I'm down. I'm down because I want to believe, man. I want to. I
I
want to
do
believe
too,
in you.
and when I post the pictures, when you see the pictures of these, which I
See,
should
you
probably.
say that. You say when I post the pictures, blah, blah, blah. You're never going to post any pictures. It's
I'm
just not going to
terrible at
happen.
this game.
It's just
So
not
maybe.
going to happen.
Okay, so let's throw it out there. Since we're doing the Patreon thing, perhaps if somebody doesn't want to donate money, perhaps they could just, donate a
Time?
human
Like work
or
for us for
something.
free?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you say that. I mean, that makes it a little more generalized. I said donate a human.
Oh, well, that makes it way more open-ended.
Exactly.
That makes it a little scary.
Exactly.
We
But
don't want your
perhaps.
babies. Just don't be sending
No.
us babies, please.
No. They have to be functional adults. Like, I need an ID and shit. But I mean, don't get me wrong. But at the same time,
I mean, do
whatever.
you want them pre-wrapped in leather, Chris? Like, what is this?
That will be discussed when
I
they
mean, it's got to
email.
be discussed kind of now. It can't be when they show up and then you're like, "Oh, you're
No,
not."
in correspondence, in direct correspondence only. I can't just throw it out there like so everybody who's into that will sign up for it, you know what I mean?
Well, wouldn't that be better for you if everyone that was into it signed up for it?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as genuine. I
Oh my
kind of like
God, I'm
that whole
not. I'm.
element of surprise,
Oh.
the teacher student scenario. I like I
I'm not changing the tiers, Chris.
don't
All right, buddy. You have a good something or other.
Yeah.
I'm gonna post this. No music, no forward. This is going up now. So, well, actually, I'm gonna make a little like a little picture for it. Why not?
Like
I wish we had pictures of us like on our hands and knees begging.
oh no,
Yep.
you don't want that.
With well, not an existing one of you, like a new one of like a clean one with you with clothes on. That's because Chris is a freak, y'all.
The one I had pictured in my head was not.
Your mouth was open and you just had this expectant look on your face. Like, come on already.
Well, yeah, ball gag, nipple clamps, all that.
Ugh. Ow, man. My nips are so sensitive. Clamps. Serious, though, man. Like, I can't have somebody, like, nibble on it. Like, it's hurting me now. Sounds a
Yeah,
divorce.
I don't generally do those either.
All right, I'm hanging up.
All right, chicken fuckers. Y'all be good.
All right, you goddamn Mexi-American bean flicking cracker.
I love all these new faces.
Yes, all of
Previously.
them. Bye.
Latest.